Hey, we're back. Good morning. Ooh, turning out to be kind of nice. Partly sunny and 58. Not as much smoke today. I'm pleased to announce the air quality getting a lot better around here. Well, welcome to our Tuesday talk around, and we start it with the real estate pros from Action Realty. Sherry Bell in to talk with me. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see your smiling face.
Great to be here.
And you're selling some stuff. You said the selling's starting to pick up on the homes here locally. That's good.
It is. Yep. You know, our agents, we've been busy, which is a good thing. We love what we do, so we want to be busy. We're happy with that end, but we're looking for listings. We've got buyers yet. So, you know, if anyone is thinking about maybe potentially listing, give us a call. We can do a complimentary market analysis and, you know, also give them some ideas on what we can do to help, maybe spruce up the property and get top dollar for that property.
We talked cosmetics before. What are people looking for when they come in? I mean, what's the number one thing usually that people are looking for when they come in and say, Sherry, we're interested in buying, but have you got this? Have you got that?
You know, it really varies person to person, but I always tell my clients the very first thing that you should do is curb appeal. You know, we want somebody to drive by and say, wow, look at that house. Let's go in and take a look. So pull those weeds, plant those flowers, get things spruced up, make your home inviting so that we can bring buyers in. And then from there, living space is always important. Extra bathrooms are always a big plus. They're wanting at least two bathrooms in a property. But, you know, some buyers don't need that either. So it really depends on the person.
Well, do you do that too? Because I do it when I'm out driving around. Because I do a lot of driving around because I'm old. But you look at houses and you go, geez, I'd like to get in and look at that house. You know, or if it was ever for sale, I would be the first one. I mean, do you do that too as a realtor?
All
you go around and go, great property.
All the time, you know. And the other thing that I do, and since I started in real estate years ago, I look at rooftops to see how the shingles are.
Oh, yeah.
Which is kind of crazy.
Well, no, not really, because, again, talking cosmetics, and Steve and I have discussed this too. That's one of the first things that you should be concerned with.
Well, and a roof is so expensive, you know. So I drive by and I think, oh, those shingles are curling. They're going to need shingles at some point. And, you know, obviously I look at the exterior of the home and think, you know, that is a cool property and, you know, great landscape or nice character of the house.
Right.
So, yeah, there's many properties that I drive by that I think, oh, I can't wait to get into that one.
And we've talked about this before, too, and it's been a recurring theme. It's going to be really recurring here throughout the summer. About working with a local realtor, because you're working with your friends. You know, that's the beauty of it, and the relationships that you can cultivate with your local realtor. And with that relationship comes trust.
Absolutely. You know, we've been in the business. We live here. We're raising our families here. You know, we are doing the best that we can for our community to help it grow.
Mm-hmm.
And we think it's only fair and it's only the right thing to do to call your local realtor, because it not only affects our business, but it also affects others, local contractors, closing agents, attorneys. It's all kind of a hand-in-hand job that if we lose the business here, we're all losing out on
right.
it.
Right. It's gone.
It is.
And it's not coming back. That's the thing you got to look at. And again, we're talking bigger picture.
Exactly.
You know, and plus you can answer all those questions that people have too, honestly, and just say, hey, you know, here's what I know, because again, I'm from here.
Absolutely. The other thing is we can customize our listing packages. If we're going to list a house and a seller says, you know, I really want to be on 4 social media sites, you know, we can customize that package where we'll get them on 4 sites. If they want a video of their property, we'll do that. You know, that's where this smaller town realtor benefit comes to play, because, you know, some of the other agents that are maybe bigger may not concentrate in those areas, but we are really here to customize that experience for the seller and get their property sold.
And again, folks, the question and answer period doesn't end when Steve and Sherry leave the studio. You can call. Let's get your phones ringing down there.
642-4700.
Or just stop in. You're right here on Dakota Avenue.
Absolutely.
So easy. Sherry, great to have you in here.
Thanks, Bill.
Have a good week. We'll talk next Tuesday.
Sounds great.
Talking real estate. We do it every Tuesday with Steve and Sherry from Action Realty here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW, good morning.
Everyone considered him the coward of the county. He'd never stood one single time to prove the county wrong. His mama named him Tommy, but folks just called him Yellow. Something always told me they were reading Tommy wrong. He was only 10 years old when his daddy died in prison. I looked after Tommy, 'cause he was my brother's son. I still recall the final words